This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 86. So if you want any show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/86. Today, I am joined again by Sunshine Lachaco de Leon. She is an international journalist. She is a filmmaker and has made a movie called Curiosity, Adventure, and Love. We actually spoke to Sunshine previously about the film, the making of it, in episode 78, and we also introduced Sunshine and her journey in episode 65. So if you want to get the full backstory, then go and check out those episodes. But this is a great episode in itself, and we look at the concept of Sunshine producing a Filipino-based movie produced in the Philippines about the Philippines and how she is taking on the world with that product. So I relate this to business in that, you know, I have a theory that things can be built in the Philippines to take on the world, and I encourage all people considering outsourcing to consider this approach to their business. It's not just about sending back office functions to the Philippines. So I hope you enjoy this episode. If you want any information, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/86 and enjoy. So one of my strategies with the Philippines, there's a lot of people listening here who are interested in outsourcing, and very commonly that is to bring back office functions, back-end functions over to the Philippines. And I believe in flipping that pyramid, if you will, upside down so that you can harness the best of Philippines and effectively build an organization, build an entity, build an interest in the Philippines and then take it to the rest of the world. You know, when you're talking purely commercial models, the obvious advantages are there in that there's more affordable cost base. But how do you feel in terms of, you know, there's more and more, I think, awareness now of the Philippines to the rest of the world, and you have created, you know, an award-winning documentary that is being taken to the world. It's a Philippine, proudly Philippine produced story. It's a story about the Philippines. So what is your experience there in terms of taking a Filipino product and a Filipino story to the world and how it's being received, but also commercially, I suppose, the economics of doing that?
I think there are a lot of very good stories in the Philippines. I think the challenge is to understand how to relate those to the rest of the world. And it was a struggle we had in my film. I can only speak about that. I think that it's important to understand one country, like the Philippines, but also to understand how other countries might perceive or misperceive that country. So it's important to be able to bridge the two worlds. I try to do that in my writing, and I think that I have found in filmmaking it's also important. I think that there are a lot of great films out of the Philippines. But the challenge is always to understand how to relate that to a world that doesn't really know anything about the Philippines. So when we wrote my film, for example, I was very careful to write it so that anybody would understand it, not just Filipinos. You know, for me, the story was always a Philippine. It was always a story about humanity. It was always sort of about world, a story about the world. So I think anyone who's trying to link the two worlds has to understand the world they're coming from, the world they're dealing with, and where they intersect, and how they might misunderstand each other or understand each other, and bridge that in business, in art, in anything. I think that on the outside, the Philippines, if you just come here and you're nothing about the Philippines, you arrive and you're like, oh, it's very American, it's very Western, you know? And there can be a comfort level, and then you live here a couple months, you're like, well, actually, it's Western, but it's not, you know what I mean? So I think you have to nothing is black and white, and you have to be able to understand those layers of complexity that lay beneath the surface, for better or worse, in order to take advantage of the possibilities of art, the possibilities of business, the possibilities of anything. We don't live in a world that's black and white, and everybody has to remember that. You know what I mean? Like, what you see on the surface is not what you're going to get underneath. And
there's a certain amount of translation you need for anything, isn't there? Yeah.
But it's a little more complicated in the Philippines because it appears to be very much Western. You go to other countries, and it's not Western at all.
Mm.
So you're on guard. You understand. You know it's different. When you walk into a country that's familiar but not, it's more complicated.
Right.
And that's, I think, what a lot of people need to sort of be... to understand about the country.
If you flip that around, if there's people building stuff here to take to the rest of the world, people might think that they're completely westernized here, but actually there is a slight translation needed because of the culture.
Always. It's never going to be what you think it is exactly.
Hmm.
Yes, the Philippines understands the West more than most Asian countries. But the people are not Western. They don't communicate in a Western way. They don't understand things in a totally Western way. You know what I mean? So you just, it's all about nuance. You have to understand that every culture, every relationship, every transaction has its nuances. And if you understand those, then you're prepared for how to deal with them, how to react to them.
It's the subtleties, isn't it?
It's you can never assume, it looks very Western in the Philippines, so they're going to understand our product completely. You know what I mean? Or they're going to understand the way we do. No, it's not like that. I mean, it is, but is it? And as soon as you understand that it's not exactly what it seems, the more you'll be ready to understand how to deal with that country and how to best manage those people and how to take advantage of those opportunities. I think that people don't always... It's human nature to not always to look at the different layers of complexity and just different influences on people's behavior.
Fantastic.
I think it's a common mistake in any country. You know what I mean? But like, you can't be too comfortable. You can't think, it looks Western, so therefore we're going to treat you like we treat your Americans. You know what I mean? No, the culture here is not American. It has Western influences, but the education is not the same. Cultural family influences are not the same, right? And those are all things that create human beings.
Where do you see the cultural alignment of the Philippines with the rest of the world in 20 years from now? Is the world... Sorry. And I ask this because... I mean, it's sort of somewhat politically philosophical, but the world is becoming quite flat, isn't it? You know, because everyone is consuming the same media and, you know, everyone is being influenced by the same music and the same...
Which is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And it sort of culturally dilutes everyone. But commercially, it's actually quite advantageous, isn't it? But could you... Do you see a Philippines in 20 years from now where you possibly can't distinguish it from an LA suburb?
I think with every country, the yes and no. I think my instinct is to say that every country will have that part of it that looks the same as everywhere else. But human nature being what it is, there's always a rebellion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think there will always be an underbelly. There will always be...
Yeah.
People singing in places that people don't go to and talking about things. Like, you'll never kill innovation in human spirit, you know? And I think that the Filipinos are very creative and very innovative, and I think that's a huge advantage of the culture. They're super creative. They just need to harness that.
Mm.
So I think that, no, yes and no. You can go to a country and see exactly what you want to see that's similar to the rest of the world, and you can go to a country and see something different.
Mm.
I think that there's always a human desire to go against what's there. Just a question of how long it takes to surface and how strong that force is. I remember when I was a student in Paris, there was a word in my French art history class that I always loved, and it was bouleversé. And it was I was taught the word bouleversé in reference to art movements. So the Renaissance was a bill Presset for the Romanticism. You know what I mean? The Rococo. Like everything, in my understanding as a student at the time, it was a reaction that's exact opposite of what was.
Right.
And I remember thinking at the time, well, what a great word. It doesn't exist in America as a concept. You know what I mean? That there's one word that
so
means
you're saying
that.
The movement towards a homogenized culture will actually create a rebellion against that and create...
I think it always does.
...their own subcultures.
I think I don't want to say I'm not a sociologist, but I'm just saying that I think that it's human nature that whenever everything starts to get the same, people start to differentiate.
Mm. Like the hipsters.
I don't want to give a name to anything. I'm just saying I think that when everybody starts to use stationery, people email.
Yeah.
When people email, they start to look at stationery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying that it's not in our nature to always do the same thing, everything worldwide. I hope not. I mean, I don't know, but I think there's always a subset. I think that it just depends on how strong that subset becomes.
There could only be like, you know, in 20 years.
I don't know.
We can review.
Now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody will be the same. But I like to think that that people's spirit of innovation and expressing their own individuality, no matter how small that might be, will still come out.
Okay, so hope you enjoyed that chat with Sunshine. I certainly learned a lot through our three conversations. They are episodes 65, 78, and this one, which is 86. If you want any information, go to the show notes, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/86. And of course, if you have any questions, please send us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.